Sunday afternoon. Here we go again, gang of two people. I guess we are calling you our homies. Never really stuck, did it? Let's get Cher in here. What are you doing, Cher?
I am busy.
Could you come in here and be busy for a little bit? She's on her computer. Just wheel the chair in, buddy. Just wheel it in, baby. Okay, here we go. Come on.
One and two.
Nice.
There's no room in here.
Whose fault is that?
It's mine.
Whose fault is no room in the studio? And we're going to tell you exactly why here in 1 second. In fact,
right.
We got a very fun day planned for you guys today.
Yay.
A lot of information we need to pass on to you. But let's get into things here, shall we? Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at couple dom.
From a couple of doms.
That's us. I am Terry James.
This is Sherry.
You're Sherry James.
I'm Sherry. You're Terry.
Yes. Yes, you're Sherry. And we are, we're like a married couple, for those of you brand new to
like,
this podcast.
Not exactly. Just like.
We are a married couple, but I would say that we are not like a married couple sometimes. Actually, now that you word that, you know.
Who is?
You know what? I don't think we fit into the traditional married couple just because we don't have children.
I don't know.
Children bring either a family much closer together or much further apart.
It definitely brings its own dynamic, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. On today's show, we are going to keep it very simple. We asked you guys to give us some questions, whether on our voice message, which we have. You can call it anytime you want, 805-203-0037. I'll leave the number in the explanation of the show here. And you guys also emailed us or left it on Facebook.
Oh, sweet.
We got a bunch of, I got to say, really good questions. Like we said last show, this show, you can ask us anything at all you want.
We may not answer.
Well, you'll probably get a couple answers. You'll probably get our legitimate answer and then the answer we really wanted to get.
Well, what you'll get first is a jokey answer.
That's what we do, jokey answers.
You get the joke first, followed by, okay, but seriously.
Okay. We'll call this bit okay, but serious. But yes, there's a lot of good ones. I'm very excited about this, by the way. I truly am. We are getting ready to go to, well, let's do our little catching up thing. I like to keep our...
consistent.
I like
consistency
to keep, you know,
is
people,
key.
People are, people like to hear what you have going on. They like to know what's happening. So they like to, you know, be familiar with your broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's our catching up music. We're going to be gone this week. Coming week. Yeah, we have vacation starting on Friday. What does that mean? Does that mean you are going to get a new podcast? Wait a minute. I'm trying to think. We are going to be gone
We are going to be gone.
Oh, boy. All right.
We're going to be gone a week. And by the way, for those of you entertaining the idea of maybe burglarizing our place, we have a house sitter, so don't even think about it.
Yes, we do. We have a bird sitter. Hummingbirds. I can't believe we had to get somebody to take care
of it wasn't just the birds. It was my plants. It's hot. Well, I mean, okay, it's not hot here.
It's in the 80s here.
Yeah, my outdoor plants have to be hand watered.
Yeah.
And we've never been out of town for a week in the summer before, so I worry about our plants.
Which is weird because we usually like to stay. This is such a weird about this vacation. We're going to Maui. All right, we're going to Maui.
And it's now, not tomorrow. It's not to Maui.
No, it is. You are hearing this downloaded. Assuming you listen to this the day it downloaded, which is on a Monday,
mm-hmm.
We are leaving this coming Friday, and we're going to be gone for an entire week. I don't know what we're going to do for the next show. It might be a little thing just saying hi, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I do know this, that when we come back from Maui, I have this recording thing, so we may be able to record a few things while we're there.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Like whales. Things like that.
What was that?
That was my whale call.
Do that again. I wish you could see her face. She actually tried to channel a whale.
I did. I
she
did.
She had a blowhole.
I did a pretty good job.
That's pretty good. No, we definitely will record some stuff when we're there. And I also want to remind you guys, follow us on our Instagram page because we're going to be posting a lot. When it's stuff that you and I do together,
mm-hmm.
Gang of Two-y stuff, like a vacation, we will be posting. If we post a lot on Instagram, it will be a majority of the stuff will be on the Gang of Two Instagram page.
G-O-T.
The Gang of Two. What are you, this rapper?
Throwing it out. I'm just throwing it out like my gang signal.
I know.
G-O-T.
You're so hip. You're so hip. Did you drink a bunch of coffee today?
No. Should I have?
No. You seem very pumped up. I like it.
All right.
Let me check our levels here. I mean, this is something I got to do here. So hold on. Okay. Everything's running fine. Everything's running smooth.
Check.
I am excited about Hawaii. We haven't been there in a long time.
We haven't.
We used to go, but what I was saying is we don't like to leave Seattle during the summer.
Right.
But this is the only really week we have.
Right.
And the tickets that we got were free tickets.
Free.
So we couldn't go during Thanksgiving.
Right.
We couldn't go during
Christmas
because they have blackout dates.
Yes, idiots.
So we're going to be going summer, and I don't think you're going to enjoy it. I think you're going to miss being here, to tell you
the truth. I might, but I don't know what is there that we don't have here. I'm trying to think. I was going to say ocean, but we have ocean here.
There's fish.
There's a lot of fish there, but there's fish here. Okay, warmer water. You can get in the water there.
You can see things.
You don't want to get in the water here.
You can see what's about to munch on you.
The water here is too cold.
It is cold here.
I mean, the lakes are okay, but the ocean water, brr. Am I right?
You are right. Have I got you in the mood here with this?
This is nice here.
Oh, nice hula dance.
Chair hula.
Here, I got another one.
Chair hula.
I picked out another song for you.
I like that one.
Okay, well, here you go.
Is this Don?
Anytime I hear this song, I think of my father.
You should download this, put this in your phone so we can play it.
My dad would sing this song all the time.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
And he sounded like Don.
My dad could sound like Don Ho. He could sound like Dean Martin.
Yeah.
My dad was kind of a good singing mimic.
And I have to say, he was kind of hot. I've seen pictures.
This just reminds me of him. I like it. I can listen to
it. I do your
song.
Dad. Were you asking?
What?
Oh,
the?
What?
Where the hell did that come from?
In your eyes, you were asking.
You think that's where I was headed? You think that's where I was headed? Here's something I will never ask you. Would you have done my father? No, that's something I would never have asked you that. Ever.
Okay.
Just so you know. So that's what we have going on. And another thing I wanted to mention was this Patreon thing that people are asking us about now.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be excited about it, about helping the show out. But we don't want to do it till it's right. If we do this at all, I have created a page. But I want the page to look good. I want there to be really good incentives. And that would be maybe special recordings of things. And
this is sounding like a lot of work, Terry.
Yeah, but you know what? It is work. So what's wrong with that?
It's for zero. Where's the payoff?
Do you see what I have to deal with, ladies and gentlemen? I know. This is why we're doing a Patreon.
Okay.
I think it's a better way, instead of people being pelted with live ads, because they get them all the time on the Lex and Terry show. They get them everything we do.
Yeah.
I just think that this would be a better way to do that. And listen, it's not going to make a dump load of money.
No.
But it will hopefully cover what we have coming in.
Well, that would be
and
nice.
And reach a couple goals we have for this show. I have a couple of goals for this show, which we'll talk about in a little bit, because I saw one of these questions that people are asking, and it has to do with goals for the show. So
it's an experiment. We could call it run it for a couple months, see how it goes. Hey.
You're right. So let's get into stuff here right now. I asked you guys to give us some questions that I wrote these down. So I just kind of chicken scratched them because I couldn't print up my Facebook page. So I had to write them.
Is there something wrong with the printer?
I don't know how you can print the comments off of Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with the printer, no.
All right.
But I do think there's something wrong with me.
Nope.
So, all right, here we go. This comes from Tucker in Jacksonville. It's a real easy one to get things going. Thank you guys for ask us anything today. Remember, you get a fake answer, and then you get a real answer. One tip for a successful marriage. Don't pay attention to her.
Right. This and him.
I said, was that your ad lib?
Yeah, was that genius.
Was that your genius ad lib? Okay, maybe you won't get a joke answer first out of the box. But serious, one tip for a successful marriage. One tip, if you had to say one thing about being,
I liked, who did I hear this say this the other day? I think it was Stephen Colbert, maybe, to not be afraid to say you're sorry. I like that.
Yeah, I don't like it because I end up being the one to say you're sorry most of the time.
What are you saying? I don't say I'm sorry?
Not a lot.
Well, I'm sorry you think that way.
What have I gotten myself into? Seriously. Seriously. I really think to laugh.
Yeah.
I think if you're able to have a gut laugh, which we do, I strive for one gut laugh a day, and I'm never disappointed. We usually have three or four. I mean, gut laughs a day where we look at each other, one of us says something, and we laugh really hard. I think that you and I definitely think the other person is funny. Mm-hmm. I know what I do. I think you're absolutely hilarious.
Oh, you crack me up,
so,
dude.
I think it's good. I think that that's...
Maybe at the end of the day, we should just go, hey, gut check, gut laugh check. Did we have a gut laugh today?
Okay, that's a good thing. I do think one of the things, and I've talked about it on this show before, that is really good, and it's something we haven't done for the longest time. I would say maybe for a couple years now. It's the asking you at night, you know, and asking each other at night.
Yes.
Often during the week, did I treat you right this week?
Did you have a gut laugh?
And knowing that you are going to be responsible for that answer, I think that sometimes during the day, it's like, I better apologize fast.
Yeah.
So I can honestly say I treated you right today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that works out all right. Mike in North Dakota said, what's the difference between a skank and a slut? Oh. I'm having a big argument with my wife.
Huh.
I think it's very easy.
To me, it's the same.
No, not to me. To me, a guy, if a slut is somebody who's just a little more confident than a skank.
Really?
Yes. A slut is somebody who knows they like sex. They want to just, you know, they'll go out and they take care of themselves. A slut, you could look like a conservative person and still be a slut. You can't look like a conservative person and be a skank.
I think a slut has no morals. No.
I think a skank has no morals. I think a slut knows what they're doing. A slut is in it for themselves. Uh-huh, uh-huh. They love it. A skank is just a skank, probably because of a drug problem.
When I think of skank, I think like, you know, somebody in the lower echelon of society.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Probably
not a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, just
not only that, but probably a drug addiction.
That's what I'm saying. A skank is just somebody that's dirty, like dirty on their feet.
Yeah,
they're always dirty.
I don't think necessarily of being, you know, having loose sexual encounters.
Skank, they have sex, but it's for like a ride home.
Or a hit.
Slut's a better business person.
A hit of meth or something.
Yeah.
Is it a hit? Do you get a hit of meth?
I don't know. I don't know.
May I have an ounce of meth, please?
Yes,
I don't know.
As Michael Pace, are you smoking pot? His parents said, let me see
your arms.
Exactly. All right. So we didn't do a funny one, but that's okay.
Oh,
there's nothing funny about that.
There is nothing funny.
No, because I was going to actually, after the one thing where I said, did I treat you right?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that you are one of those two. The skank
and
or the slut.
And everybody gets to guess which one.
Yeah, and then I decided not to do that because of the question prior where I said, did I treat you right today? So that question was very ill-timed.
It was.
Okay. Laura from Miami. All right.
Oh, wow.
It says, it seems like you guys are together a lot.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yes, it's true. And if so, what do you do to keep the feeling of being an individual? Whoa.
That is a good question.
That is a great question.
I think it's really good for you.
I jerk off.
There's your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
Well, it makes me feel alone. Even if you're sitting next to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Oftentimes, we'll be having dinner. And
you're just using one hand.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, and then it hits me. Oh.
Look what he's doing again. He's being an individual. By the way, thanks for not calling me out on that.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly. And your cream corn's really good.
Hey.
Hey, anyway, but seriously, what do we do to keep the feeling of being an individual? Well, I think my job makes me feel that way personally.
Yeah, sure.
Because
I'm not involved in that.
You're not involved. You're involved in the
back
business
part,
but you're not involved in the creative part or
right.
the radio show or anything like that. We don't really talk much about that part of the job.
Right.
I think that that's one of the things I really feel like I'm doing something by myself
or for myself,
living a goal or a dream or at least going for something.
And I do feel like it's your need to feel like an individual is very important to you.
It really is important to me.
Yeah.
If we ever have an argument, it's usually because of that.
I know it. It's always, don't tell me what to do. I'm like, I'm not telling you, but you know, hey, there's two people in this household.
Yes. And one of them always wants to be right.
Of course. Doesn't everybody? Don't you always want to? Do you ever look forward to going, yeah, I'm going to get my ass kicked today?
No, but
I'm
going to
be wrong. And it's going to feel good. Does anybody ever know?
No,
never.
But I can take a loss better than most people. It doesn't hurt me because I guess I've been rejected so many times in my life going for different jobs and whatnot. I take a loss. It doesn't bother me to lose an argument. It doesn't bother me to lose a game. Even though I'm very competitive, I mean, I'll go into each game wanting to kick your effing ass.
Yeah.
But if I lose, it's not going to ruin my day. It just
does it ruin? I don't get that freaked out.
You're pretty.
About
you're a little more competitive.
I am very competitive.
You want to be right. Listen back to our last podcast.
Yes, but here's the thing. I'm not mad at anyone else. I just get mad at myself. Like that word, what was it? Turbid and turgid. Mm-hmm. Never will forget that ever again.
No, you're not.
But I wasn't getting mad at anybody. I was getting mad at myself. I was mad at myself for not knowing that.
Yeah, but you were still upset. You wanted to be right.
I wanted to be right. Because I should have been. I should have known that. I should have.
But that's the point. Okay, we got one off of the hotline here. Let's listen to one of these babies, all right?
Hey, this is Rebecca from Tallahassee. Terry and Sherry. I love listening to your podcast. You guys are great. I am a 36, almost 37-year-old female and divorced, seriously dating a guy. And I am of the childbearing years, and I'm just wondering I've never really had the urge to have a child, but everybody else around me is, and I'm feeling kind of guilty that I don't want children, and I don't think you guys have any, and so I was wondering how you guys went about that decision, whether or not to have children.
My wiener doesn't work. No, thank you for the call. What was your name again?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Thank you for the call, Rebecca.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. That's really a great question, and I'm finding more and more people are asking us this in different forms.
Yeah.
Because they know we don't have kids.
Yeah.
And they want to know because they're thinking about doing the same thing. Our coworker Sarah, who I think probably will have a child, but she doesn't want one.
She doesn't want one, but she's going to have one.
I think that if she got married, which I think she will eventually, and I think that they may get pregnant. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she'd be all right with it.
Does he want a kid?
I don't know. I think that he's cool either way. You know, there has been moments where I have regretted that I don't have a child.
Yeah, but how about do you feel pressure from outside?
There was. At around her age, we started to get that pressure.
Yeah.
When you get like in your mid-40s, people aren't going to ask you so much anymore.
And then it's grandkids.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some grandkids.
Yeah. No, when you get into your mid-40s, then the people don't ask as much because they know that...
You can't anymore.
You know,
and if you do, well, it's going to have three arms.
Good luck with that.
No, but I prefer the word child-free.
Mm-hmm.
That's much more positive than childless. Right?
Okay.
So we are child-free. I am living the life. I have never regretted it. I have at times felt, but you know, we didn't always have friends. Not all of our friends all had children. Like I feel like, you know, we had a lot of gay friends who didn't obviously have kids. Well, I mean,
hell,
not obviously.
Even
I mean, now
some of our gay kids, gay friends have kids.
Yeah. But I didn't feel as much pressure, I guess, you know, from peer pressure. There wasn't a lot
there
of peer pressure.
There was. There was some from your mother for a while.
Well,
she kind of joked. But she's not super paternal.
She's not a nurturing person, so.
No, is that right? Paternal?
Maternal.
Maternal?
She's a woman.
What's paternal?
That'd be a father.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Why isn't it fraternal?
Oh, wait. Oh, I don't know, because it's a paternity test.
Uh-huh.
It's not a fraternity test.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to look this up later.
Okay. Oh, joy. I can't wait for this conversation we have at the house.
I look things up all the time.
All the time.
I have a dictionary app.
And you speak into your phone. If you're reading something, it cracks me up. You're reading something and you don't understand a word.
Yeah, like in the New Yorker, they are, you know. It's not like I'm looking up cat, okay?
No, but you'll ask how it's said. You'll ask how it's spelled.
Yeah, the pronunciation. I want to know if I'm pronouncing it.
Yeah. No, you
correctly.
You want to learn.
I do.
That's what I appreciate about you. But as far as having kids, I have, I don't want to say regretted it, but I've just hope we made the right decision.
Fortunately, your parents weren't around to put the old pressure on for grandkids or whatever.
No, but my mom loved kids. I'm sure she would have said something. I know my mom would have loved you.
And your siblings.
You never met my mom or dad.
No.
And I know she would have loved you.
Oh, I think I would have loved her.
No, you
wouldn't. But and your siblings, I mean, they didn't go kid crazy either. I mean, you only have, what, 3 nieces and nephews?
Something like that.
Yeah.
That I know of.
And your sister didn't have any kids.
She didn't have children.
It wasn't like, and then my family too. I mean, I have 4 brothers and only 3 of them really had kids.
Well, that's not a bad odds right
Well,
there.
That's 2 of us. There's 2 out of 5 that didn't have kids.
Oh, okay. But yes, you're right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wouldn't do it just
would be my message.
I wouldn't do it just to
stay
do it.
Stay the course.
You know, but if you are, you've met yourself a good guy, it's time for that talk.
Yeah. I mean, if he wants kids, then, I mean, that's a serious discussion you need to talk about.
Yeah. And get that ironed out before anything. Because one of the first things we talked about was, you know, we don't want children. You and I talked about that. And the reason why I brought that up, because I had a girlfriend. And one of the reasons why she dumped me was because I never wanted to have kids.
She never told me this. Really?
I don't talk to you much about exes.
You don't talk to me at all.
No, about exes, I don't. There's no need to.
I mean, no.
They're an ex.
So, do you know if this person went on to have kids later?
Yes, I believe she did.
Oh.
Yeah, like a bunch of them.
Huh.
Yeah. And I didn't want any. I didn't want any.
You knew that. I didn't realize that you had that strong of feelings. When we met, I mean, we didn't really talk about it one way or the other. I just assumed I wasn't going to have any kids.
Well,
so
I was in a different... First of all, I was... that's true. I was in a different place in my life when I met her, though. I was Mr. Career Oriented.
Yeah.
You know, young, scared.
Yeah.
You could barely, you know, get, if I got $20 out of my ATM, it was a miracle.
Yeah. You just barely
kids
able
are the
to
furthest
feed yourself.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was a whole different time for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want any. I just can't even still to this day imagine myself being a father.
I can't imagine paying for it. I'll tell you.
No. See, it always goes to the bottom line with you, does it?
Well, I mean, really, can you imagine today? I mean, we're just, you know, I worry about just covering our asses.
Yeah.
I can't imagine throwing another person in the mix and trying to feed and clothe. And I mean, oh my God.
We've had some people in our lives step up and say they will take care of us when we get older. Mm-hmm. That's still, you know, 20, 30 years away, hopefully. Yeah. So there you go. I'm not worried about it right now.
I'm going to make them sign a, I don't know, IOU or something like that. It just says that they will be there when we're old and frail.
Yeah, we'll get some papers drawn up.
Yeah.
And then we'll be relaxed.
Yeah.
I think certain members of our family will step up.
Do you?
And help. Yeah, I do. I do if we need to.
They'll be on your side. No.
No, I think they'll be on both of our sides.
Really?
I think people, yeah, I do. I think.
Oh, my niece. My
niece. Yes, I think you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
All right.
Let's see here. Carl in San Diego says, I know you guys are foodies. What's the best thing you have ever eaten? That's so easy for me.
You're going to have to go first because I really can't.
I don't even know the name of it. Bouchon Bakery.
Oh, God.
In Napa. That little ho-ho
thing
that they make.
Yes, they call it O-O.
O-O. They call it a O-O. At the Bouchon Bakery in Napa.
Yeah.
It's so damn good.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so good that when we get them,
mm-hmm.
and they're kind of crispy on the outside because they're served, they keep them in a chilled case.
Yes, yes, yes.
But the cake and the whipped cream aren't...
Yes.
They're like,
yes.
But the outside shell is almost like one of those magic shells.
Yes.
And you bite into it and it cracks.
Yes.
And
yes,
oh
yes,
my
yes.
God. And every time we eat one, you and I look at each other and laugh. We do. We go, oh my God, this is so crazy.
It
good.
Is crazy.
So that's one of the, there's a few things that really pop up, but that is one of them for me. The Bouchon Bakery.
For me, it wouldn't be sweet. It would be, I would go savory for sure. But I don't think I could narrow it to just one thing. There's like so many different cuisines, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
But one that comes to mind off the top of my head, right, is Chef Tom's shrimp tagliatelle.
Oh, tagliatelle. Yes. Tom Gray, yes.
My God, that dish.
That is crazy good.
It's insanity.
It is crazy good. In fact, we have friends who used to eat at his restaurant.
Yeah.
And they still talk about that dish as well.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's good. Once again, not a funny answer. No funny answer.
Oh, that was my funny part.
This is supposed to be a hilarious. That was your funny part, Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That was a joke, Tom. No,
I'm sure he's. I'm sure he's going to enjoy that.
No, seriously, no.
You're such a bad person. Okay, Erica in Orlando. The show seems to be taking off. Oh. Everyone that I have shared the show with absolutely loves it.
Oh.
Where do you see the show going?
That's for you.
Well,
I give no
right now
thought to this.
Well, let us tell you. Well, right now, the show is sitting in a spare bedroom,
right,
with literally clothes all over the place.
Yes, well,
since we're going to Hawaii, she's packing. Explain what you're effing doing.
So right now, I'm this phase is the swimsuit phase. So I'm trying to narrow it down.
I don't see any swimsuits.
Oh yeah, that pile right there is all swimsuits, and then I've got a couple over there. So
okay, so the swimsuit phase
and the corresponding cover-ups to go with the swimsuits.
Okay.
So I still haven't narrowed it down too much, but I have to narrow it down. I've told myself only we're going to do there 7 days, so I need to have 7 swimsuits.
Really?
I can't go over 7.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Why do you need 7 swimsuits?
Because I want it!
God, you're weird. So count how many pair of shoes are down there.
These are not... I'm just saying, right now, this is not the final.
She's got an outfit laid on the bed and then the corresponding shoes that would go with it below
course.
It.
You don't want to...
How many pair of shoes? I'm just asking a question.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, look at that.
Is that 7?
7 pair of shoes. I'm going to bring flip-flops
7.
And... maybe some running shoes.
Because you're a boy.
And I run all the time. What is it going on vacation where you go, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to go on walks every day. Mm-hmm. First thing in the morning.
I'm going to meditate.
Afternoon, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to write an entire book. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. We're going to screw 85 times. You know, it's in your mind. That's it. When you get there, typically my first or second day of
vacation,
I'm worthless. Absolutely worthless.
Wiped out.
I don't know what happens to me because I'm go.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we get on vacation, then it hits me one, like the night we're there, the day.
Yeah.
And I'm physically ache.
Yeah.
I get achy, like, oh boy, I guess I'm shutting down here. And I physically ache, and for 1 or 2 days, I don't do jack.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll go and do a couple things, but I am exhausted while I do it.
Well, the good news is we got the beach right. It's a condo right on the beach,
yes.
So you don't have to even go very far. Just downstairs and out.
Once again, we'll be doing pictures on the Gang of Two Instagram page.
GOT.
Now, we didn't answer the question. The reason why I brought up right now, we're sitting in this crummy little studio. I have big dreams. I don't get into anything without having big dreams.
That's true.
I don't do it. If
That's
I don't,
true.
I don't, I'm not just doing this for fun. Well, at first this started off as a whim for me.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's try this. I know Sherry's funny. Let's see if I could talk her to coming in here.
I didn't think it was that. I feel like it was you needed a second person that was free.
No. I'm still,
anybody else there would have been.
First of all, I'm still doing Terry James Alive by myself.
Yeah,
sometimes
right.
I have a guest. Yeah. So I don't need a second
person.
Well,
it's helpful to,
What? This
I don't know.
Listen, I thought it would be fun to show a different angle because people always want to know what you are like. And let's tell the truth. You've stayed out of the limelight most of my career.
I tried.
And now you've opened up a little sliver for people to see, which I appreciate.
I didn't do it.
I'm just saying. So I don't get into this thing without something big.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes, I gotcha.
And I would like a nice studio. I would love this show to take off. I have an idea that I talked to you about, a travel idea that I'm going to keep to myself. But if you follow us along on Instagram, you're going to notice a little different flair as far as that goes. Uh-huh. We're going to do still Gang of Two, obviously, but we're going to incorporate more of the traveling and the eating aspect that we like to do, the foodie type of stuff.
Yeah.
And see where that goes as well. We're going to show more of that. But
can you get some pictures of my outfits?
Today?
No, on vacation.
I'm going to take a picture.
Because I put a lot of work into it.
I'm going to take a picture for our Instagram of what the bed looks like
No, it's a mess.
I don't care. I'm going to do this. It's going to be... look at you looking around. You're looking to see if there's anything weird out there.
Well, I want to see how I'm going to be judged.
So, Erica, in Orlando, I have big plans for this show. I do not have an ultimate goal in mind, but I do think that I want to do as much for this show as I can to see what unfolds, to see what doors open, and to continue to have fun. We were going to do 25 shows. We passed that benchmark. If this Patreon thing starts to help out a little bit and starts to cover some of our costs, I have goals to get a new equipment thing for the show, equipment that I think will make the show sound terrific. Bottom line is I don't plan on stopping this. I don't want to stop this.
Yeah.
We'll go until the end of the year and see where we stand there. But I'm open for all kinds of greatness.
Maybe if we start getting enough money, we can redesign our studio.
Yeah. Well, that
we can hire the infamous and talented Ken Gineau.
Ken Gineau. But I also would like to have a producer. I mean,
yes, I know.
Oftentimes in the show, I don't think I'm being my best.
Could that be somebody that does it remotely?
I don't know. That's something I would need to look into. But I don't want to look. I'm always looking to see if they were still recording. I'm looking to see if our levels are right. I'm trying to find a song to mix in while I'm listening
it's
to
crazy.
You.
I know.
So I'm not 100% invested in the show. And I think for us to be completely transparent and open and invested, I need to take my eye off a lot of this.
I agree.
So that's one of the things where I see the show going as well. I think that's a great question, Eric in Orlando. Andre in Santa Fe. Wow.
Andre in Santa Fe.
Yes.
Hey.
What do you do when you're at an impasse and can't agree on something?
It sounded like there was more to that.
There isn't.
You made it the question. You didn't finish it with a question mark.
We slap each other.
Right. Uh-huh. We're slap happy.
Uh-huh. It's Sherry every
it's
once in a while.
My middle name, my unofficial middle name.
We can't Slappy. We can't decide.
Sherry Slappy James.
Slappy the hoe.
Slappy James.
Slappy the hoe. What do we do? Well, it depends on how big the subject is to me.
Right.
Like when we play this game that I think is very fair. A lot of the times, one of us will have an idea where we want to eat. Let's just say we're going out to eat. I'll say, I want to go have tacos tonight. And then you'll go, okay, that's great. We'll go, whatever.
Right.
And you'll have something in mind. But on the days we don't have anything in mind and we just go, yeah, let's go get something. I don't want to do dishes. It's too hot. Whatever our reason to go out for dinner.
Lunch, usually, we
do a thing called let's play the game.
Right.
And that's what we do. We'll say, let's play the game. We don't even have to say, do you want to go to lunch?
Right.
We just say, let's play the game. And when Sherry says that, I know we're going to lunch. Now, the game is very simple. She takes a turn. She'll mention a restaurant or an item to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't agree, then I have to
come up with an alternative.
And if she doesn't agree, then she's got to come up with something different.
Right.
And often,
and back and forth,
often
and back
it's
and
solved within three or four
turns.
Things.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
It's very democratic.
But as far as, what do you do at an impasse and really can't agree on something? Right now, we have had a discussion, an ongoing discussion going for a long time about when to sell our house.
Yeah.
I think we should sell it ASAP. You don't. I would like to move, but we don't have an idea of where to move.
Well, and it's not that easy for us. We have the logistics are a little involved.
No, I know there's
pre- you have a studio here.
Yes, I understand that.
You can't just pack up and
yes, you boop. Can. That's what I keep telling
but
you.
But it's very involved.
So we are definitely at an impasse there. And in my mind, it's the discussion definitely is not over, even though Sherry says it is.
I'm not saying it is, it's, but you know, it's come up with some ideas there.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not over. I just need to get to the drawing board and I need to be a better salesperson. So that's my angle, the way I do it. I don't think that we're ever at a dead end in my mind, to be honest with you, Andre. I don't ever think that, okay, we're screwed. We can't agree on this. I just think it's going to take more time, more discussion, and the facts will come out, and one of us is going to sway the other, and the other one's going to be completely comfortable with it. I'm proud to say that you and I definitely haven't made any real horrible decisions. We've made bad decisions.
Yeah, sure. Everybody does.
Bad financial decisions and whatnot.
Yeah.
But we don't hold each other to task for them.
No.
I don't blame you or you don't blame me.
Yeah, no. It's not like there's a scorecard somewhere.
No. Although you did cost us a lot of money at the thing.
What are you talking about?
I didn't say anything.
What
the hell are you talking about? I didn't say a word.
I
think you're just hearing stuff. Kevin and Jackson.
Oh, yeah, and then just change the subject.
Yeah, Kevin and Jackson has a question. Can't we just
Sherry
move on? Why are you
Sherry
laying on
Sherry in Seattle has a question.
What does Sherry in Seattle want
to
know?
She wants to know what the hell you meant by that.
Sherry in Seattle, we're out of time. I would love to get to your question a little later. However, Kevin has been waiting before
How
you.
How convenient for Kevin.
Kevin in Jacksonville, what do you guys do just for fun? Well,
what do we do for fun?
We try
to have fun all the time, honestly.
Yes, we do. We will actually sometimes, like we talked about, let's play the game.
Yeah.
We will actually say, let's take a vacation during the week.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll do a two-hour vacation.
Which is great here in the summertime to do that.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Where I will do my best. I don't do it, but at least keep my phone in my pocket.
Yeah, you
But
you'd
I love
never,
taking pictures with it. It's so pretty here.
Never,
this time.
Don't lie.
The other day, I left
you're
the phone here.
You're lying to the public, and you're lying to yourself.
I left the phone
I
here
I am
the
keeping
other day.
You. Oh, you did leave it here the other day.
Okay.
I was very
you
proud,
were proud
of you.
Of
but
me.
That was a very unusual, maybe
I'm
a
trying.
First.
But I'm seriously trying.
Good,
I'm trying
good.
To do that. But I think one of us has to have their phone.
Yeah, I'll bring
for
mine,
emergency purposes.
Because I never use it anyway.
Yeah. So there's that. But we have fun. We just have fun. We'll even say it. We need to go play.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be. But we do a lot of it. And luckily, I think what we do for fun is we live in a place that has a lot going on.
It does.
So there's always something to do.
Yeah.
It could be a course on coffee or a brand new coffee shop to try.
Or some live music. It's free and it's pretty decent.
Yeah. There's a new little thing by the house here, the Seattle Power Grid company.
Yeah, it's a substation
substation, and it's they've turned it into like a little art park, and we walked over there the other day just to cruise around it and take a look at it.
Yeah.
So we like to do things like that. The eating thing, which you know that is, you know, we like food. We're foodies. I don't
have to eat.
I don't consider myself a foodie, even though, as we learned last week, I am a super taster.
Yes, and I am just a normal taster.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know why I'm hanging out with you.
I don't know.
I will school
totally
you.
Dump me.
I will let you know. I've been told that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But no, having fun for us is not a hard thing. I can't really pinpoint what it is. And I feel like I'm bragging and I don't want people to feel bad, but you and I just are those type of people.
I think we're very immature. So
there's that.
Yeah.
There's that.
So we have to short attention spans, that sort of thing.
Let's see here. Brandy and Savannah, I feel like there's something missing in my relationship. Do you guys still compliment each other?
All the time.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do all the time.
I try to remember to do it. That's something I've tried to be cognizant of.
For instance, I will say, Sherry, that zit on your forehead
is epic.
Let's put a flag in that.
Yeah.
And have Neil Armstrong just claim steak to your moon face.
Right.
You know. But it's really good, Sherry. That's a very nice mouth fart.
That was, wasn't
see,
it?
Yeah, I complimented
that was a better,
you.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. You know what else we do that I like is that we thank each other, like, for just mundane things. When you take the trash out, I try to always remember to thank you for doing that. Or when you take the recycles out.
We do that a lot for each other.
Thank you for doing that.
We definitely acknowledge when somebody's picked up the ball and done some stuff without being asked to. Yeah. I don't know. People really don't need to ask. I don't think you've ever asked me to do anything.
No, I never ask you to. But when you do it, after you do it, I always make a point of saying thank you for doing that.
I think I'm pretty proactive around
Oh, you are. No, I'm not saying I ever asked you to do it. But I still.
Bitch.
But I like to let you know that it's appreciated when you do it, is my point.
Well, you don't do it enough. All right. Okay, we got two more questions. The show's going a little long today.
Yeah, it is.
Travis in OKC, how much alone time do each of you need? I find the longer I'm married, the more I need.
Yeah, sure. Is this for masturbation or is this other?
That's what we said. We call alone. We call it that on the Lex and Terry show, alone time. But no, I think I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
It's weird, and this is going to sound weird, but you and I can be in the same room and not talk to each other for hours.
Yeah,
I'll be doing something, you'll be doing something, and I still feel like I'm alone. I still feel like I'm doing what I want to do, you're doing what you want to do, even if we're in the same vicinity.
I enjoy, you sleep a couple hours after the show, and that's when I go to the gym, and that's my alone time, I guess, and then, it works out for me.
There's been time, and you go out with your girlfriends a lot.
I do.
I don't have a lot of friends, so I don't really go out, but I like the time that you go out with your girlfriends.
Yeah, and then you get.
It gives me time to just hang
masturbate.
Out. Why did we go back to this?
Because that's where everybody was headed, let's be honest.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. All you people out there thinking about us jerking off. Ariel, this is our last one. Ariel, I feel people eventually take their partner for granted.
Yes.
What does the other do to make you feel loved? Aww. That's kind of a cheesy little thing to end on, but I think it's a great question, Ariel. By the way, thank you to everybody who gave us your questions
today. Thank
you. This has been fun. It's gone by real fast.
It has. I think that goes back to what we were just talking about, thanking each other and, for me anyway.
Yeah, there's little. I notice the little things, and I actually tell you that I notice the little things, like the fact that I get a head scratch every night.
You do, and
now it's every night for
it puts me to sleep.
Yeah, it's great. It's
I don't know what it is.
And I love it. I love but little things, the fact that neither of us wait on each other. We don't do that. We don't, hey, could you bring me a beer?
No, never.
There's never, we're very self-sufficient. If I want something to eat, I'm going to go get it. I'm never going to ask Sherry to do it and vice versa.
Yeah.
I do appreciate every morning you bringing me my Go Cleanse shake every morning, my
That's
vitamins.
Right. That's right.
That makes me feel super loved that I see you separate the vitamins. I see you make sure that I take them.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes me feel really loved.
Oh,
it's just little things like
that. It is little things. It's nothing major.
So,
yeah.
There you go. I also feel loved when you do the rusty trombone on me.
Yeah.
I feel loved
The rusty trombone or what's the other one?
I don't know what.
I can't think of another one.
Okay.
So the Gomez,
the dirty Sanchez, Gomez, the dirty Gomez. Oh, dear Lord. Anyway, thank you everybody who are listening.
You.
We are going to have next week off. So next Monday,
imagine us at that point. We'll be snorkeling.
So do we post something on Monday? We don't have time. We're not going to have time to record another one before that. Anyway, bottom line, be on the lookout for a new quick little show. And if it's not there, you know why.
Right.
But when we come back, we will be recording. I have this little recorder that I've got. We will be recording some stuff in Maui that we may be able to use. Maybe if we run into a funny story, we'll recap it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get the ambiance as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun. So that'll be a good comeback when we come back from that.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to start the Patreon thing until we've got these vacation thing out of the way.
Yeah.
And because if you are going to be making a generous donation to the show on a monthly basis.
Such as $50,000.
Such as that. For your $50,000, we at least owe you a show. I mean, bottom line, that's the lowest we'll go.
Right, right.
But we will at least give you a show every week.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Love you. Thank you for being here. And I look forward to hanging out with you during the week. Everybody else have a great week.
Whatever this is.
And whenever you're listening to this, I hope you find yourself in a very peaceful time in your life.
Nice.
I wasn't talking to you.